Now, a court in Prague handed down a rather unusual verdict on Monday in the case of a woman who became pregnant despite having been sterilized. The Central Bohemia Regional Court, which is located in Prague, ordered a hospital in Kutná Hora to pay the woman 30,000 crowns. That's about $1,500. Rob Cameron has been following the story and he now joins me in the studio. Rob, it's an interesting story, so do tell us more.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It appears in great prominence in the newspaper Hospodářské noviny today. Now, the woman was named as Renata H. In 2004, after having three children, she decided upon a sterilization, which the hospital in Kutná Hora did. But 1 year after that, she found she was pregnant again and later gave birth to a healthy baby. Now, she decided to sue the hospital for $500,000. That's just under $25,000. The hospital rejected that demand for compensation, and the case went to the regional court, which delivered its verdict on Monday.
Right, so the court actually ruled that the hospital was to blame for messing up the operation, but I understand you don't get a 100% guaranteed sterilisation ever, do you?
Well, that's the interesting thing. The court ruled after listening to substantial testimony from experts and doctors that the hospital in Kutná Hora didn't put a foot wrong. The operation to sterilise Renata H was carried out in an exemplary fashion. The problem is that no sterilisation operation is 100% guaranteed to prevent pregnancy, and a medical expert testified that in very, very rare cases, such as her case, women can become pregnant even if the passage between the ovaries and the womb has been blocked. Now, the problem was, the court ruled, that the hospital did not inform Renata H of this possibility in a satisfactory way, and did not tell her that there was a very small but statistically possible chance that she could become pregnant, and that's why they did issue this lower compensation to her.
Right, you say in very rare cases, but I gather this woman is not the only one. There have been previous cases and there are more in the pipeline, or so it seems.
That's right. Renata H is the fourth such case, although they're not all identical. The record case was earlier this year when a court handed out 80,000 crowns, that's almost $4,000, to a woman who was pregnant with twins and had an abortion, but the doctors aborted only one of the fetuses, and the woman later gave birth to a baby girl and then sued the hospital. But there are also two other cases much more similar to Renata H, i.e. women who became pregnant despite being sterilised. But in both cases, the court refused to pay out.
Right, so in this case, has this court set an important precedent?
It would seem not, actually. Certainly the hospital in Kutná Hora says it won't change its rules. It won't be forcing women even to sign a piece of paper saying that they are aware that this risk does exist, because, in their words, they didn't make a mistake, and they did make it clear to her that she did still risk getting pregnant in a very sort of unusual case, but one that it was still statistically possible.
Right, definitely good to know. Rob Cameron, thank you for that report.